On the Phone is my favorite TV chef. She's wonderful in every way. She gave me my Leo moment from the meme from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I saw her on TV this morning and was just pointing at my TV. Charmaine Broughton, how are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. How are you? Were you pointing at the TV and making faces at me?
Oh, no, I was just like, I know her.
Well, here I am. And well, I'm not in living color. I'm in living voice.
Well, you know what? It's perfect. So, it's pumpkin spice season.
It is. It certainly is. And, you know, I find people are either they love pumpkin spice or they don't like it at all. So this or the three ideas that I'm going to give for the listeners are definitely for the pumpkin spice lovers out there. And something different than a latte, because I think most people think of pumpkin spice and they think about a specialty coffee. But I've got three delicious and doable recipes that will use pumpkin spice in something other than a hot drink.
Perfect. And let's start things off, Char. What is that recipe? Let's start with your first pumpkin spice recipe.
Sure. So the first one is my pumpkin spice compound butter. So compound butter is just a fancy term for a flavored butter. So this is a sweet compound butter. So you're going to take about half a cup of softened butter, add about 2 tablespoons of pure pumpkin puree, and half a teaspoon of pumpkin spice. A little bit of maple syrup and some vanilla. You're going to stir it all together. And actually, what you can do with this is pop it in a small mason jar, and you can even give it as a hostess gift. So perhaps you're invited somewhere for Thanksgiving or for an autumn supper. You can give this as a hostess gift, and it's beautiful on like a piece of cinnamon toast or even a bagel or a croissant. It's just an absolutely lovely sweet butter or a scone, a pumpkin spice scone. Mm.
That does sound pretty awesome.
Oh, and, you know, we should probably let the listeners know what pumpkin spice is. So it's a combination of, you know, some pantry staple spices that you'll likely already have. So it's cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and I actually like to add a pinch of cardamom to mine. But, you know, you can play around with all those flavors and see what works for you and your taste buds.
Well, for sure, and because I always say, if you've ever bitten a pumpkin, because I have, they do not taste like pumpkin spice.
I'm just trying to picture you biting a pumpkin.
My brother dared me, so I went with it.
Oh, I love your brother even more now, and I've never even met him.
So, so you know, there's a fun insight into why I am the way I am, I guess.
Well, the next recipe on biting into the pumpkin note is pumpkin hummus. So this is absolutely delicious. Again, using nothing but pantry staple items. So you're going to take a can of either chickpeas or white beans, drain them, pop them in your food processor, pulse them up, add some more pure pumpkin puree, a little bit of your pumpkin spice mixture. I like to add some garlic, and I also like to add a hit of acidity, so you can add some cider vinegar or some lemon juice. Nice hefty pinch of salt and pepper, and hey, if you want a little bit of heat, you could add some chili flakes as well. Drizzle in some olive oil, pulse it all up, and you've got this gorgeous pumpkin spice hummus, and it's so delicious, you know, served at Thanksgiving. You know what? It actually makes a really good leftover turkey sandwich sauce, like, or spread instead of mayonnaise. It's absolutely delicious. Or serve it with some cut-up veggies or pitas or crackers. It's just absolutely delicious. And super healthy, too, because it's really high in fiber and plant protein.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like something that would go great with a Sunday fall football game.
Oh, absolutely. It sure would. Yes, I like that. Instead of, you know, like nachos and cheese, you could do pumpkin hummus and maybe pretzels or pumpkin hummus and veggies. Yeah.
What I love about you, Char, when we get you on the air, is when you share recipes, they're easy and they're nutritious.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really my whole goal. My whole goal is to inspire people to get in the kitchen and cook, and I also really put a huge emphasis on utilizing all those pantry staples because, you know, they're things that we can have on hand, and in most cases, they're fairly economical, and, you know, just all those things are really important to me. Do we have time for one more?
I will make time for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so pumpkin muesli. So this is a fabulous grab-and-go breakfast that the kids can make the night before. The great thing about this recipe is it's one bowl. You just put all of your ingredients into the bowl. So it's great for kids to get into the kitchen. They can measure, they can stir, and they can be part of meal prep. So you're going to take some oats, some Greek yogurt, again, some pure pumpkin puree, some of that pumpkin spice, a little bit of maple syrup, some chopped apples, some orange zest, a little bit of orange juice, vanilla, and then I like, I like to add some chia, flax, and hemp seeds, again, for that plant protein and fiber and healthy fats. And, oh, I like to add a chopped apple in there as well. You stir it all together, let it sit overnight, and then in the morning, the kids can put it in a mason jar or a little, you know, cup, and they can either have it for their breakfast on the go, or they can even bring it for their lunch, because it really has a little bit of everything. It's got the oats and the pumpkin and the apple, so they're getting lots of nutrients with very minimal prep. And it's just a nice autumn-inspired breakfast with a big emphasis on the pumpkin spice.
Awesome, Char. And if people are looking for these awesome, nutritious, fun pumpkin spice recipes, where do they find them?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmingbroughton.com, for all of the recipes and all of the measurements. And I guarantee for all those pumpkin spice lovers out there, they will absolutely love these recipes.
And you have social media pages people can follow, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, it's at Charmaine_Broughton, but all the links to my social media are up on my website.